Free shuttle buses were introduced about 8 years ago by the last administration of Olusegun Mimiko to convey free of charge students in public schools to and from their schools in major towns and cities in the state. The buses were since then been performing this function until lately when they were not being seen on the road. Speaking on the situation, a parent in Akure, Mr. Ajayi Adegbenro, who described the situation as unfortunate, called on Governor Oluwarotimi Akeredolu not to allow the free shuttle bus initiative to die.
They have been off the road. Why? I don't know. But I feel as soon as possible, government should try and restore it back. Because it tells the parents they have little or no money to finance transportation every day. And from where some of these students come to school, it's quite a distance.
Another parent, Mrs. Mujisola Johnson from Ikare Akoko, said the suspension of the free shuttle had caused hardship for the pupils and financial burden for the parents. A student of Iwashayi Secondary School, Sheyi Akinolu, said she had to trek to school due to the development.
We've not seen the free shuttle since last week because it's not taking off to where you want to go. But we are tracking from home to school because we did not see the free shuttle.
Reacting to the situation, the special advisor to the governor on transport, Mr. Toby Ogunleye, dismissed insinuation that government had suspended or cancelled the free shuttle system, adding that the non-operation of the buses was as a result of ongoing general maintenance of the vehicle.
Government did not suspend it. We are doing some repairs and then service. We don't intend to cancel it.
Mr. Ogunleye gave an assurance that the shuttle buses would return to the road before the end of this week. For Radio Nigeria in Akure, Tosin Aderibigbe.